أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So we studied the last three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah yesterday. And I mentioned to you about the importance of the last two verses, that a person who recites them at night, what happens? These verses are sufficient for him, for his protection, for his safety. And we see that it was a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to recite these verses at night as well. So it would be good for us that we also get into the habit, into the routine of reciting these two verses. And if you memorize the last three verses, actually you can recite them in Salah, in Maghrib and also Isha. And one of the best ways of memorizing the verses is reciting them every night. And you won't even know, and you will have memorized them. I'm sure so many people have memorized so many verses of the Quran, how? Just by regularly reciting them. So if we start that, inshallah, we will be able to recite these verses in Salah as well. I mentioned to you the hadith that these last verses, we learn about them, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. That when these verses were revealed, the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they found this very hard. They found this very difficult. They came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they said that we were asked to perform what we can bear of deeds. We were asked to perform certain actions, the prayer, the fast, charity, jihad, and we accept that and we have been doing it. However, this ayah, which tells us that if we even conceal something in our hearts, Allah will call us to account for it, this is something we find very difficult. This is something that we cannot do. And what did the Prophet ﷺ say to them? That are you going to repeat what the Bani Israel said? Are you going to say, Samirna wa Asayna? That yes, we have heard, but we find it too difficult, therefore we're not going to accept, we're not going to listen? No, don't say that. What should you say instead? Samirna wa ata'na. And when they said that, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir, then the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah were revealed. We learn something very important from this, that it's possible. We learn of something in the Quran. We learn of some hukum. We learn of some command, and we find it difficult. Maybe in our lives, we find that impossible. We say that, no, I cannot do this. I cannot stop doing this, or I cannot start doing it. It's not possible for me. But this way is a way that is very negative. Why? Because it stops a person from moving further, from going ahead. Whereas if a person is positive, and he says, okay, fine, I've heard it, oh Allah, I accept it, now you help me do it, then a person is also able to follow the commands of Allah. So whenever we hear of any hukum, we should accept it positively. And because we are human beings, we cannot do anything by ourselves anyway. We need the help of Allah anyway. So ask Him for His help. We generally pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what? For health, for money, for success, for other people's kindness and good behavior. But this shows to us that we should also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance when doing good deeds, when obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even good deeds cannot be performed without the help of Allah. They cannot be done without the help of Allah, without the assistance of Allah. Remember tawfiq? Who gives tawfiq? Allah gives the tawfiq. You can have all the knowledge, but you cannot act upon the knowledge. You cannot do something until and unless Allah helps you. Until and unless Allah assists you. So if you find yourself falling behind in something, not doing something properly, not doing something as you should be doing, falling behind in any way, even if it's missing classes or missing some homework or missing memorizing the lesson, if you find it difficult, whose help should you seek? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without His help, we cannot do it. We cannot do anything. And we learned that when these two verses were revealed, what happened was that when the people accepted the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their tongues recited it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. In Sahih Muslim, we find that when they did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated the previous ayah, the third last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, and sent down these last two verses. And every time the companions, they said, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I shall accept your supplication. And when they said, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ, O our Lord, put not on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I shall accept your supplication. And then when they said, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, Pardon us and grant us forgiveness, have mercy on us, you are our Mawla, and give us victory over the disbelieving people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I shall accept. So if their dua got accepted, and if we make the dua that, O Allah, make it easy for me, don't make it too difficult for me, if I forget, if I make a mistake, forgive me, and bestow your mercy upon me so that I don't repeat the mistake again. If their dua was accepted, we should also be positive that our dua will be accepted. Because what did Allah say? I shall accept. He said, Naam, I shall accept. And as for the last part of the ayah, وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and help us against those people who disbelieve. Why is this important? If you think of it, when it comes to our deen, when it comes to practicing the deen, first of all, we have to fight ourselves. We have to make ourselves accept and agree with the commands of Allah, that I have to do it. Or with the decree of Allah, this is what Allah has decided for me, I have to accept it. So first of all, we have to struggle against ourselves. We have to make ourselves agree, we have to make ourselves accept, and then do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. But sometimes the opposition is external. Sometimes it is internal, and other times the opposition is external. Sometimes it is other people who are stopping us from reading the Qur'an, from studying the Qur'an, from practicing the Qur'an, from applying the commands that we have learned. And I'm sure you have faced it. And if you haven't faced it till now, maybe you will face it. Right now, perhaps you are in a very sheltered environment. And the moment you will leave, people will be objecting. How come you're doing this? Or how come you're doing that? So sometimes there's opposition internally, and other times there's opposition externally. Whose help do we need? Allah's help. Help me against myself, and help me against others as well. If I am stopping myself, help me against myself. If others are stopping me, help me against them as well. And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help against the disbelievers, it is of two types. First of all, through qawl. What does it mean by that? Speech, word. That help us against them through statements. That give us such proofs, give us such understanding of the deen, that first of all, we ourselves are convinced. And if ever we need to defend the truth, we need to support the truth, we need to prove the truth, give us the ability to say such statements that prove the truth. Because sometimes it's possible, other people will question you, how come you have to wear the hijab? How come you have to pray? How come Muslims are like that? How can you believe in this? And how can you believe in that? It's possible. And when we're in these situations, we go blank. Isn't it? We don't know what to say. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, how? Through qawl, through speech. Tell us what to say, what words to use, what manner is the best. And secondly, Allah's help, how? Through actions. Through actions. That in particular, in certain situations, obviously when there is a battle, when there is war, so help us at that particular time, when facing the enemy, when it comes to fighting the enemy. And other times as well, through action, help us against those people who oppose us. So we see that we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand His words, to accept His words, to follow His instructions, and in the face of opposition as well. Sometimes this opposition is internal, sometimes it is external. We learned at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah about the virtues of this surah. We learned about the virtues of the surah. And now, with the grace of Allah, with the mercy of Allah, we have come to the conclusion of the surah. So I would like to remind myself and all of you of the virtues of the surah, so we don't think that reading it once was sufficient. Trying to understand it once was enough. I had mentioned to you some of the ahadith. We learn from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said, on the day of resurrection, the Qur'an and its people. The Qur'an and its people. Who are the people of the Qur'an? Those who used to implement it will be brought forth. The Qur'an and its people, those who used to implement it, will be brought forth. And they will be preceded by Suratul Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. Suratul Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran will be right at the front, leading them. We also learn that An-Nawas said that the Prophet ﷺ set three examples for these two surahs. Which surahs? Suratul Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. And I did not forget these examples ever since. And what were these examples? That they will come like two clouds. Just imagine, you're in a place that is very hot, open, there's no tree, there's no building, there's nothing under whose shade you can come. On the Day of Judgment, these two surahs will come like two clouds, or two dark shades, or two lines of birds. And why will they come? Arguing on behalf of their people, defending them, that, O Allah, this person used to recite this surah. This person recited the last two verses every night. This person spent this much time trying to understand this surah. And then he tried so much to implement this surah. And he didn't just read it once, but he read it again and again. These surahs will argue on the Day of Judgment on behalf of those people who recited them. We also learn from another hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, do not turn your houses into graves. Do not turn your houses into graves. If you go to a graveyard, it's empty. It scares you. It's very quiet over there. It's scary. There's no color. There's no life. There's no life over there. So the Prophet ﷺ said, do not turn your houses into graves. How? By not reciting Qur'an in your houses. Verily, shaitan does not enter the house where Suratul Baqarah is recited. Is it important to keep shaitan out of our house? Yes, because shaitan is our aduwwun mubeen. Imagine your enemy is inside your house. Is he going to let you live in peace? Is he going to let you do anything in peace? Is he going to take the happiness away from you in your life? Of course. So don't make your houses like graveyards, and shaitan does not enter a house where Suratul Baqarah is recited. Another hadith tells us that learn Suratul Baqarah, because in learning it, there is blessing. In learning this surah, there is blessing. Okay, yes, we have read it once. We have learned the meanings. But how about trying to literally memorize the surah? In learning it, there is blessing. In ignoring it, there is sorrow. If a person ignores it, there is hasra for him in it. There is sorrow. And the sorcerers, the magicians, they cannot memorize it. So they cannot harm the one who recites Suratul Baqarah. So yes, we have come to an end, but don't close it now. Keep it open. Keep reciting it. Keep listening to it. Keep revising it. Keep going back to it. We listen to the recitation of the last three verses.
لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن
فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.